interested in seeing, you know, the impact of these changes on the other devices as well. And for a lot of people, I think this will be the big thing about this Lumia Black update. But it's worth saying there's plenty of other things. Just while we're talking about this, was there any difference that you noticed in the video side of things, Steve?
Yes, a video also. Under the previous Amber software, low light video in particular, it seemed to get the exposure all wrong, and it would you have a nasty flickering effect. And there's clearly something that was going horribly wrong at the driver level. This has been fixed, and I did a comparison again on allaboutwindowsphone.com, showing that this just a quick and dirty thing, really, just showing the same Christmas tree low light situation before black and after black. And after black, it's dramatically less noise, much more consistent, and slightly higher exposure overall. Now, I'd like to do a more formal test and get my jig out and do that over the next couple of weeks, so maybe that's something I can try. But yes, so I think the video has improved as well, to the extent, actually, that my latest phone show I've been recording this morning, I actually recorded it on the black running AT&T 1020 as an experiment, and the video quality was absolutely stunning.
Existing devices in the first quarter of 2014, obviously, we're now there. The 1020 was a bit of a surprise. I don't have any precise information on all of the devices, but I think we can expect to see the first of the update rolling out to other devices by the end of this month, and look around January the 20th, because that's often a common period where these updates seem to come out. I think they sometimes work to a schedule. I would imagine the rest of the 1020 lineup will be getting it fairly soon, as well as the other high-end devices, but it's probably worth saying it will take a few months for this to roll out. My understanding is a lot of the updates have been completed and are now awaiting the various testing and also then roll out onto Microsoft's update servers. Nokia prepares the updates and then sends them to Microsoft, and it's actually often on Microsoft to kind of schedule the updates. They either don't want it to happen all at the same time or get a bit of a backlog. We're not quite sure of the full details. Microsoft, despite us asking multiple times, won't talk too much about it. Definitely room for improvement there when you think about how the updates work on other platforms. But really, the message there is a bit of patience. It is on the way, and it's definitely, you can do something. It doesn't necessarily mean you should do it. And as I think you quite rightly say, Steve, there are third-party options out there if you're keen to get into that kind of photography. I'll talk about my first app. It's DocuSign. Now, this is a way of basically signing documents electronically and then round-tripping the document to other people who need to sign it. I really picked it out because I think it's emblematic of something we'll see for the rest of the year, which is kind of a push from, you know, enterprise usage. And this partly reflects, of course, the decline of BlackBerry, but talking to a lot of Nokia and Microsoft people, they feel quite strongly that Windows Phone is going to do well in the enterprise market. Indeed, Nokia in the UK think that the kind of business-to-business market share that they have will exceed what they have in the consumer space. In other words, they'll be selling more devices into business than they are selling to consumers, at least in terms of unit share percentages in the market. That's quite telling. It'll be interesting to see what kind of impact that does have, if it happens, of course, because you'll have mum and dad coming back from work with a device and it'll be a Windows Phone device. Will that then have a knock-on effect? We've commented in the past that Windows Phone use amongst younger children, or rather children and teenagers, seems to have grown more, and perhaps the 520 becoming the replacement for you like to see. And so it's a good message if you're kind of a power user who's got an idea about an application. It really is worth getting in contact with the developers, because we find that a lot of the time they're very responsive to their users and will listen and implement a feature. So
absolutely, there we go. And of course, Brinkcast and Podcast Lounge, both developed by British developers.
Woohoo! Yes, we love the UK. We are a little bit biased, maybe, being based in the UK, but we see a lot of love and attention go to the US from particularly Microsoft in their marketing and outreach activities. And the UK is a pretty strong market for Windows Phone, really second only to Italy in terms of unit sales, which I guess gives us an opportunity to mention the latest stats for Windows Phone. I'm not going to go into too much detail here, because really the message here is it's the same as it was just before Christmas, with the Western European market getting 10% sales share for Windows Phone. So that means 1 in 10 smartphones sold in the EU5 countries, which is Germany, UK, France, Spain and Italy, is running Windows Phone. If you head across the pond to the US, it's near a month or so to develop a phone, and some of those will have been in development for a lot longer than that. And so pretty much everything that's announced in the next year will have really happened and been defined under the auspices of Nokia being completely independent from Microsoft, And even if you kind of assume that from day one things start to happen, it's going to take a while for the processes to, as one company takes over from another, really it's going to be the same people making the same decisions, and it'll take a while for any real impact to happen. I mean, I think we may start to see some cultural changes and shifts in marketing in the second half of the year, but I think people will probably be thinking that there will be stuff happening much faster than is really the case in reality. And so when you're making predictions about what's coming in the year ahead, it's not really about that acquisition. Of course, it's important from an external point of view, and it will change the way things are perceived. And it's started to have an impact on Microsoft's relations with other manufacturers. We've had talk about reducing license fee or no license fees at all. I mean, if we look at other manufacturers, I mean, do you expect to see some other manufacturers announcing Windows Phone devices over the next 12 months or so, Steve?
I'd certainly hope so. I mean, we've had HTC and Samsung being pretty half-hearted. We've seen Huawei possibly rumored to announce a new one at CES this year. I'm not sure that actually happened. But it desperately needs someone else really to come on board. Every time we've seen a system like this, we're back in the Symbian days, and Nokia dominating Symbian, and it ended up being slightly unhealthy, you could argue, and ultimately, years down the line, end up with the demise of the operating system, and it would be nice to have an element of competition, whether Microsoft needs to, you know, abandon the license fees and make it easier for other manufacturers. I don't know, but the more competition, the better, I think.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the argument here, of course, is that why would you as a manufacturer want to compete against Microsoft itself when it's obviously doing the software and the hardware? And there's not going to be kind of a wall between the two, as Google says there is with Motorola. And so there's an obvious question as why do I bother as a manufacturer? It'll be interesting to see how this is borne out, because history does tell us that the licensing model doesn't work so well if you're producing hardware yourself. But I wonder if things have changed a little bit in terms of where the value sits and whether it's commoditized enough for it to happen. If we look at some of the manufacturers who are already producing Windows phones, Steve's already mentioned Huawei, they are almost certainly going to produce and announce some phones in the first quarter of this year. I think MWC hasn't seemed to have come out at CES. Then we've got Samsung, who have been rumoured to be doing another Windows phone device. I think it's maintaining their competency there rather than actually producing a whole range of devices, but we'll have to wait and see. HTC, as far as we know, are not working on a Windows phone device. That's what the rumours and kind of the back chat says. Will that change in the second half of the year? My prediction will be no. I think if it's going to happen, it will be 2015. And there's a lot of questions around what will happen to HTC if we're making a prediction about them. I wouldn't be at all surprised to see them being acquired by another manufacturer, perhaps one of the Chinese ones, to give themselves a leg up in the brand department. But I think it may well be worth watching some of the other Chinese OEMs. There's been talk around ZTE, for example, and I think that's a pretty good bet. But also some of the Indian homegrown smartphone manufacturers. That's a market that's important to Microsoft, and they are said to be talking to them now. And so if I was making a prediction, I would say the second half of the year, particularly with Windows Phone 8.1 coming along, that's going to be something that's well worth watching. And so it will be some of those smaller Indian and Chinese OEMs coming along. With all of that said, is there room for one of the big guys to jump back in? Well, there's been some chat around Sony just in the last few days. And of course, there are other manufacturers out there as well. And so I wouldn't rule out that possibility at all. I think a lot will depend on how Microsoft does with the Nokia products in the first half of the year and how well Windows Phone 8.1 is received. And I think that's going to be one of the big topics that we talk about towards the sort of, well, the end of the first half of the year will be Windows Phone 8.1, both in terms of update to Windows Phone. What Microsoft has done with Windows Phone all along is kind of put their own twist on things. And so you can expect to see those things come in, but perhaps with some tweaks and some improvements. If we look at maybe the notification system, for example, there may well be different classes of notifications. That's certainly what the rumors say, and that you'll be able to prioritize some apps over rather than have them listed in a screen, which maybe drop down from the top of the screen. There's still obviously a lot of uncertainty about that. You can go and read all the rumours about this. We've talked a little bit about them on the site as they've come along. And similarly with Cortana, it's not just going to be about voice control. It's going to be about sort of adding intelligence to your phone and having bits of data interact with each other, just as Google now on the Android system has found favour with a lot of power users and early adopters. I think some of these features will appeal to more people than they will at others. That's a rather messy way of saying that, but there is a lot to come there. I think, as Steve says, there'll also be quite significant upgrades in the kind of some of the background stuff and APIs for developers, because obviously it will have been getting on for, you know, 2 years since the launch of Windows Phone 8, and that will be both the background processes, but also obviously APIs for interacting with these new systems, and maybe just a deepening of what you can do in terms of accessing the inbuilt applications, and that might be to do with the calendar, or it could be to do with email, which will now allow a certain richness of third-party applications that sometimes struggles now. We quite often use the phrase when we're writing something up that it's just not possible because it's not allowed by the Windows Phone APIs. And that does reflect the kind of maybe less mature or restrictive nature of the platform at times. So I think as our last bit of predictions, it's kind of easy to say this, there's going to be more devices, but in the immediate future, we're expecting to see some updates for the lower end devices. So for example, the Lumia 620 and 520, just putting some numbers out of the air, towards the 630 and the 635, they, I think, have been leaked as MoneyPenny and various other devices, and they're going to have dual SIM functionality allegedly. That's all pretty much a given. I think what we will see is a slight bumping up on all the screen sizes, and so screens that were previously 4 inches will be 4.5 inches, and devices at 4.5 inches will be 5 inches. And so we're just seeing Verizon put on their website information about a device called the Lumia Icon, which is effectively an upgrade to their Lumia 928, but with a 5-inch screen running the same hardware as the 1520, just a mini version. And I would imagine we'll see something like the 930, or it may, with a different name, Microsoft may choose to change the naming scheme. I hope not, but I quite like the numbering scheme. But I'm sure there'll be an update for that Lumia 9 family, which will be a 5-inch screen, and will refine the sort of the design a little bit more, add some new hardware features. There's all sorts of talk around actual some gestures over the top of the screen, sort of air touch and things like that. It's always difficult to know what's going to be coming along there, but I suspect a lot of it will also be activity around kind of accessories as well. Nokia sort of started pushing that a bit in the last year or so, and there's going to be more of that with the Bluetooth low energy stuff that we talked about earlier coming in. And I wouldn't be surprised to see smartwatches start to become a theme in the Windows Phone space as well. Aside from that, in terms of where new devices might go, well, it will be important at the low end, and it's going to be the replacement for the Lumia 520, which will be really important for Windows Phone this year, because that's going to be where it's battling with Android and where it's found most success in 2013, and that needs to obviously continue in 2014. So be it the Nokia 530 or something else, I expect we can see that appear before too long, as the 520 starts to get just a little bit long in the tooth compared to the devices it's competing against. It's now facing off against devices like the Motorola G, and there'll be a lot more being announced at next month's MWC, which will of course be the venue for a whole raft of announcements. In terms of Windows Phone, expect that to be about devices probably, rather than the big Windows Phone as Microsoft buying Nokia in 2014. But certainly towards the second half of the year, that story, that purchase by Microsoft of Nokia, will I think start to come into play. And as we move into 2015, we'll see whether that gamble has played out.
Yeah, breaking news, Ray. The name for the replacement, the 1020, has leaked. It's the Microsoft Surface Pro RT Pro 1030.
Oh dear. Yes, we'll have to wait and see on all of that. There are, I think, a few people worrying about just what Microsoft's marketing and comms department is going to do to Nokia, but we'll have to wait and see on that one. I think that's a good place to leave off the podcast. We haven't quite got through all our topics, Steve, but we'll leave some room for the next episode, which we should be recording in about a week's time. We'll return to our regular schedule now that the kind of seasonal break is over. But as it is the first podcast of the year, I think we should be wishing all our listeners a very happy new year, and please do get in touch with all your comments and questions.
Yeah, and a goodbye from me. And just to tease that there's a third reason why I'm a very happy bunny with Windows Phone, but I shall leave that for the next podcast as well. And I'll give you a clue. It starts with the letter CC. Bye for now.